You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Dodgers have had quite a few good outings by one Clayton Kershaw. We'll talk about him a little bit. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Ken Gernick. And Ken, I swore I wasn't going to keep talking about Kershaw, but I do need to touch back on him a little bit. Mainly, we're coming off of a two-hitter against the Reds. But more importantly, it followed a 17-inning game. And so when that happens, win or lose, the bullpen is going to be taxed. It's so important for that next day starting pitcher to kind of do exactly what Clayton Kershaw did. Agree?
Yeah, that's what Clayton Kershaw is. You know, he's usually exactly what you need. And on this night, they needed a complete game. And so when you need a complete game, he gives you a shutout. And, you know, I said it last week, and, you know, I mean, I never thought that there'd be another Koufax come along, but, you know, it's hard not to compare him because he's exactly what the Dodgers need almost every night he takes the mound. It's amazing. And, you know, this may not sound like much, but when he went out to the mound for the ninth inning, he got a really good ovation. And that's not like LA fans, but I think they understand and appreciate that every time he takes the mound, they're seeing something special and they appreciate it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what their record is when he pitches and what it is when he doesn't pitch. But three shutouts this year, all in May, 5-0 this month. So what else can you say about him? He's just simply the best. So moving on to some of the other residual effects from that 17-inning game, they made some roster moves. First of all, sent Stripling to AAA. I guess that's more preventative and maintenance-wise more than anything that had to do with really performance, right? They need to monitor him a little bit.
Well, that's what they told him, you know, and I'm sure there is some truth to it, but, you know, they needed a spot on the 25-man roster because they needed a starter for Tuesday night because of that 17-inning game. And, you know, he wasn't going to be able to make that start having pitched three innings Sunday. So I'm not sure that was the moment that they had planned back in spring training to send him down. But convenience-wise, he kind of, even though he had, you know, just bailed him out, you know, big time by throwing three innings in that game and being the winning pitcher, the roulette wheel landed on him. And it was kind of unfortunate because he had had a few shaky starts, and he comes in with, you know, he wasn't obviously planning to pitch. And, you know, in an emergency situation, he pitches well, and he gets rewarded by being demoted to the minor league. So, you know, it's kind of a weird situation, but they needed the spot, and they explained it in that they were part of the plan was to send him down at some point to conserve his innings so that he'll be fresh later in the season if and when they need him. And that's what they told him. And he said, if that's what they say, then I believe him.
Yeah, he seems to have a good attitude, and why not? He is definitely contributing to this team in an area where they're just not that strong. So moving on to Yasiel Puig. So in the 17-inning game, if I have this right, so he made a base-running blunder in the ninth that sort of sent this thing into extra innings, correct? It seemed like A.J. Ellis was completely incredulous that he did not advance on a bunt. So what was that scene like?
Yeah, well, it was a, a brain cramp. You know, he just made a mistake, you know, and happens to all of us. And, but it was, you know, at a point in the game where they had a chance to win the game in nine innings, on second base, no outs, and Ellis puts down a perfect bunt toward the third base and comes in, and there will be no play at third base. He's just throwing to first base, and we just kind of froze and didn't advance. And everybody on the club was dumbfounded. But, you know, it was it was Puig, you know, the high and the low. It was Puig at his worst there, and a few innings later, he wins the game. So, you know, that's what you get with Puig. He's a phenomenal talent, but he will do things to drive you crazy, and he has ever since he arrived. And if he can do more of one and less of the other, everybody would be happy.
I was reading an article about Henry Jansen, very nice column just about his handling of a bigger workload, his attitude, which seems to be very good, even though, you know, with pending free agency and things that sometimes go well for him and sometimes don't, he just wants the ball. But, I mean, he has been asked to get a lot of four-out saves. And obviously his extra workload is because they just have not, we've talked about it many times, they've not been able to figure out how to make the rest of the bullpen stronger leading up to him. Is it fair? I mean, he's got a couple blown saves. You know, is the workload too much for him? Do you think that they're handling him properly?
Well, yeah. I mean, you almost have no choice. I mean, you have to, I mean, I would give him the ball more often in the eighth inning just because they haven't been able to find anybody who can get those outs. Get the ball to him. If you don't do that, if you don't ask him to get four or five outs, sometimes the game gets away and you don't ask him to get any outs. And that's not the right way to control his workload either. So, you know, the real problem is they don't have a setup man. And they didn't have one last year either, and they didn't go out and get one. And that's the problem. And they're trying to create one with what they have, and it hasn't worked yet. And maybe one of their current relievers will emerge as the guy they can reliably give the ball to in the eighth inning. But until then, you know, I don't know what choice they have other than to ask him for more, and he's done it. And it's his free agent year, and so he's taking greater risk. But he does want to win, and he wants to help the team win, and he hasn't said no, and he trusts Dave Roberts, knowing that that he's a valuable talent there, and you don't want to wear him out. And I think the Dodgers have been careful, and it's a tough spot for Dave Roberts and a tough spot for Kenley, but it's really all because they just have spent 2 years and haven't found or figured out. We'll pitch the eighth inning.
Exactly. Okay, interesting stuff. Thanks, Ken. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.